Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
What did you get stuck, or where did you get stuck? I have a terrible tendency to be stuck in toilets quite a lot.
Yeah, it's a funny tendency, but it is... It's tragic enough that it keeps happening.
A serious problem. And like I mentioned earlier, I got trapped in a work toilet, which was actually outside of the building. So I had to use a block of wood to whack the back door until someone came to save me. I've been stuck in a toilet on a bus where I was like screaming and banging on the door.
School bus, like school trip?
No, it was like we were driving from Adelaide to Kangaroo Island when I was living there. My mum and I were on it.
Right.
So that was fun. Somewhere else I've been stuck, which I only just thought about before, was a shower.
Yeah.
I'm realizing that I think I have a problem.
Go on.
Here. Basically, we were actually over in the UK, and I was in. It was like one of those big, like the whole wall was glass, and it was a physical door. I pulled the door the wrong way, so it came back in on itself.
Oh.
And because the whole thing was glass, you couldn't force it for fear of smashing it. So I was standing in there. Eventually, I levered it open, but it was quite a panic. Poor Corb had to run in and like throw me a towel, and I was like trying to wedge it open without. Like I was like, "What do you do? Call the concierge." I'm stuck in the shower.
Corb would know how to manage you in this sort of situation. He would sort of think, haven't seen her in a few minutes. Better just go.
Yeah, she's
knock
probably
on the door.
Stuck somewhere. Yeah.
Ben in Renmark has given us a buzz. He's on the line. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
What did you get stuck and where was it?
I was at school and I was playing, you know, like pencils. Have they got the eraser on the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was playing with one of those and I, for some reason, put it on my ear because I was just being silly.
Oh.
Yeah, you can see where this is going. I had one in each ear and laughing about. I would have been 8 years old. And then I pulled out the pencil.
Mm.
Yeah.
No eraser on the end, is there?
No, there wouldn't have been. Oh, no.
For both ears?
No, just one, fortunately. But it's okay, though, because I was like, oh, no, I'm 8 years old. Science is cool. We know how that, you know, like I'm sure that it'll float. So I went to the sink in the classroom and I put my head under it and then I tried to flush it out and like float it out of my ear. Yeah.
Yeah,
because
great
like
logic.
Science, you're like, yeah. It's gonna float, so it's totally gonna be fine. You know what that does? Pushes it in further.
Oh my goodness. I hear I was thinking you were onto something genius.
No.
There. No, not at
no.
all. Okay.
No, I your old Ben was not the smart man. I got sent to the nurse and then the nurse called my mother and then my mother had to come from work and take me to the hospital and then the hospital staff had to come in and they were like, "What have you done?" I'm like, "Well, I've got pressure in my ear." And then they got apparently like the they've got vacuums in hospitals which they can use to suck things out of your ear hole.
Right, and it worked?
Yeah, I've still
got
good. It actually.
Brilliant
I was
going to
guess that you were using the phone receiver on the other ear to make this call.
It's a happy ending, Ben. Thank you so much.